You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money Markets podcast for this Thursday, the 20th of November, 2025, a day where the share market rose, the S&P ASX 200 up 1.24% to 8,552, lifting out of a near six-month low, and most of it was thanks to the tech sector. It followed a huge result from the world's largest listed company, NVIDIA, the AI chip maker. Early this morning, the company posted record third quarter revenue of $57 billion. That's around 86 billion Australian, and up 62% on the same time last year and ahead of expectations. It's also predicting it will top that in the fourth quarter. CEO Jensen Huang said some product sales were, quote, off the charts, while others sold out. For more, I spoke with Ben Clark from TMS Private Wealth about the result, and I first asked him if it was really the blockbuster it was sold to be.
Look, the market certainly thinks so, Ricardo. It's the stock was up 5% after hours, and that was actually after having a really good session during the market trading. I had a listen into the result call, and Jensen was incredibly upbeat about the demand he was seeing and actually calling out an acceleration in demand for the product, for their various products. And you've got to remember that they're not getting any sales from China at the moment because of the geopolitical issues. The thing that struck with me is this company is on track now to have half a trillion US dollars in cash by the end of 2028.
The big question then is, does it allay those recent fears of an AI bubble, which Jensen actually tried to address in his conference call as well?
He did. I mean, he specifically said, oh, we are seeing no signs of an AI bubble. The market has been fretting about it recently, and we have seen quite material sell-offs in those sort of second-tier AI stocks beneath the hyperscalers. But, you know, I think having listened, he sort of said that NVIDIA has become the backbone of every major AI provider globally, and those companies were actually speeding up, not slowing down. The concern is the multiples and the valuations, and also how this is being funded through debt markets.
Especially at a time when interest rates may not fall as fast as first thought, which we'll talk about in a second. But will this result prompt a turning point for the market, both here and in the US, because it's seen some weakness recently?
Yeah, look, I think it could. Locally, we have seen quite a significant sell-off in growth stocks, many without the AI tailwinds that the US growth stocks have. But certainly, valuations look much more attractive now, and we've seen broad-based buying across our technology stocks. In America, I think it will give the market a shot in the arm. This is typically a period where the markets do run into this so-called Santa rally. It hasn't played out so far this year. It's done the exact opposite of that. But there's still time to go, and I think this might be the excitement that the market needed.
But we've got the US Fed Reserve, as I mentioned a few moments ago, increasingly expected to delay interest rate cuts there. Overnight, I think it was the October jobs report, which were cancelled, so there's less data for the Fed to consider at its next meeting. Is there a real risk then that we won't see as many interest rate cuts in the US, and how could this then impact the tech and broader market?
Yeah. So, and I think it's the other reason why the market has been quite volatile of late is we are effectively flying blind in terms of knowing what the economy is doing. The second big catalyst for markets leading into Christmas is the non-farm payroll number. That comes out on Friday night. It will be the first real read that markets have got of what the employment market is doing in the United States. And what's going to be interesting is how do markets react to it? Because we can often see that good news is bad news and bad news is good news. And that could be the case again this time round. A weak employment number could all but lock in another rate cut. And that would be the second shot in the arm that growth stocks may well need to run into Christmas.
Okay, so looking at that NVIDIA result, how is it flowing through to our share market today?
Yeah, look, it's certainly helped us. There's broad-based buying across the market, and the market's actually been strengthening throughout the day. So it's a good sign of index buying. But the standouts have been those growth stocks and particularly those technology stocks. They've been out of favour recently, and they've been the first stocks that investors are jumping into.
Okay, we've spoken a lot about those tech stocks today. In broader terms, what are you telling your clients at the moment, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Yeah, look, we've had quite a few updates from what we see as quality businesses. And the first thing I'd say is stick to quality. Quality is actually out of favour at the moment. So it's quite a good time. If you've got something that's got an earnings issue, you can go up the quality curve to companies that don't, but they've been sold off. For the first time since April, we're seeing decent valuations. I wouldn't say mind-numbingly cheap, but they're certainly on the better side of fair value. And the last piece of advice I give is to look at the businesses that have given earnings updates. The pullback recently hasn't been an earnings issue. It's been a valuation issue. And you want to be buying things where you're confident in the numbers.
That is Ben Clark there from TMS Private Wealth, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Don't forget, if you do enjoy it, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that subscribe button, and I will see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.